You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's about 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This is an afternoon news magazine hosted by Dick Dickenbach, or it would be if he could have found his way out of his house today. His power's been off since the rains. He's out of candles. It's just too bad there isn't any other portable way to provide light in an emergency. My name is Gary. I'm your host until he can get here. Today is December 21st. It's the winter solstice. It's the 355th day of the year. Just 10 days remain in 2025. We began the show today with Parliament, Flashlight from Funkadelicy versus the Placebo Syndrome. The music of which I'm speaking is the Maria Schneider Orchestra Walking by Flashlight from the Thompson Fields. December 21st is National Flashlight Day. Reports daysoftheyear.com. Flashlights, as they are known in the United States, have been a fundamental way to help us see paths that we walk in the pitch black night. They help us keep an eye out for dangers in the path or help us find our way back to where we began walking from. Today is National Flashlight Day, so let's grab our flashlights and go searching in the cave of the past. The flashlight is a portable battery-powered light source that is called a torch outside of North America for some reason. With the invention of the dry cell and miniature incandescent electric light bulbs, it soon allowed the first battery-powered flashlights to be possible around the year 1899. In 1887, the very first dry cell battery was invented. Unlike previous batteries, it used an electrolyte paste instead of a liquid electrolyte. This was the very first battery actually suitable for portable electrical devices that were safe, as it did not spill or break easily, and worked in any orientation unlike the liquid electrolyte batteries. The first mass-produced dry cell batteries started coming in around 1896, and the invention of portable electric lights soon followed suit. Flashlights had become extremely popular in China around the 1930s, with around 60 companies making flashlights for the population, some even selling for as little as one-third of the cost of equivalent imported models that are being shipped out at the time. National Flashlight Day was established to be celebrated on this day each year because today is the day that has the least amount of daylight, which means there may be extra cause for using a flashlight. DaysOfTheYear.com has a few ways to celebrate the day. The first option is to gather a bunch of friends together in a group and hide in the woods or thick areas behind our homes. One person does not have a flashlight, they must search for the others, who have to flash their lights once every 5 minutes as to give the seeker a clue as to where they are. In addition to sounding like a whole lot of trouble to organize for a fraction of the fun, it also sounds like the start of a particularly infuriating horror film. The second way to celebrate is to make a box fort, and in every corner of the fort, cut a hole at the top with enough room to hold the flashlight in place and use them as spotlights. This suggestion has the added bonus of being most exciting when you're around 8 or 9 years old and when your parents won't trust you with flashlights. A third way to celebrate is, well, how many ways can you think of to celebrate National Flashlight Day? We're sure you can brighten up the world with your ideas. The telephone number appears 503-233-X-RAY, that spells 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, that's 5979. Thank the almighty Ahura Mazda, we have plenty of music reports for you now on National Flashlight Day, on the Dickenbach Report, on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Thank you. Someday, someday, you'll see ahead with batteries dead in your flashlight.
So dark, even dogs are afraid to bark. The trees hold still, so the wind won't blow. Clouds drift down like falling snow. But I don't care if the witch is right, 'cause you couldn't pay me to go outside. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on. Flashlight on. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on. Climbing photographs the trees. Lord have mercy on these batteries. Now I lay me down to rest. I hope this flashlight is the best. Thunder splits the midnight air. The witches howl, but I don't care. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on. I'm underneath the covers with my flashlight on.
Yeah. Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Breaking news. It's nearly 12:30 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Dickenbach Report on National Flashlight Day. This is X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, whose eyesight is so bad he'd need a flashlight. He'd need like a lighthouse in his pocket on long dark nights like these. Here are the music reports about flashlights you just heard. That was Mecha Normal, Flashlight from Dovetail. The Ropers before that, Flashlight from All of the Time. I played Fuzzy, Flashlight from their self-titled debut. Here's a small bit of trivia. It's the first CD I ever reviewed at my college radio station. That Fuzzy CD. I played Psycan, Underneath the Covers with My Flashlight On, from Good Times and Bed Times. Before that, Tom Verlaine, Caveman Flashlight, a B-side of his single, A Town Called Walker, and we began with Chris Gantry, Flashlight from Motormouth. The music of which I'm playing is Bonobo. It's Flashlight from the Flashlight EP. The Dickenbach Report isn't just a news program, it also contains valuable commentary, as you're about to hear with our own Wayne Seconds. Wayne, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey there, Dick. I appreciate being on the Dickenbach Report for its insightful news and catchy musical reports, and also because it's not afraid to push boundaries of what is both newsworthy and acceptable for an afternoon radio audience, which is why I was so excited, if you know what I mean, to comment on this day, December 21st, National Fleshlight Day.
Wait, did you say...
Most people probably have not heard of the Fleshlight, an invention of the sexy 1990s, which sprang onto the scene, if you'll pardon the expression, at the Fond de Sique, somehow epitomizing and satirizing the nascent internet culture, and the coming end of all things in the year 2000.
Wayne, if I may interrupt.
Not surprisingly, the Fleshlight gets its name from resembling the average flashlight, or torch, as my British friends call it. You know, I wonder if they call the Fleshlight something different over there. The Turch? The Tarch? That sounds a bit Welsh, doesn't it? No matter. In fact, it's not at all like a flashlight. It's actually a sex toy of the most playful variety.
Oh, God.
Of course, as a critic and commentator, it's very important that I have all the facts in hand, so to speak. When it comes to my observations about a commercial product, I demand that I examine the product inside and out to be able to explain it clearly to you, the listener. And yes, if I am to make a fair analysis, I will also want to use the product repeatedly.
Good grief, Wayne. It's not National Fleshlight Day. It's National Flashlight Day. You were supposed to have some commentary about flashlights.
Did you say National Flashlight Day?
Yes, not Fleshlight Day, Flashlight Day.
Whoops. Never mind. Back to you, Dick, if you'll again pardon the expression.
How close were we there to a huge FCC fine? Criminy crackers. All right, the phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That spells 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That spells 5979. So, never been so grateful for the plethora of music reports. These are about flashlights. It's National Flashlight Day on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. Am I saying flash? I'm saying flashlight, right? Flashlight Day. Flashlight.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Sometimes we almost carry on. mind for a second.
No one loves their pets like the Pacific Northwest does. But did you know that according to the ASPCA, approximately 920,000 animals are euthanized in shelters across the United States every year? The expensive surgery and medical care is a major contributor driving this statistic. Stumptown Strays, a veterinarian-founded dog rescue, aims to make a dent in that number by taking in shelter dogs with treatable medical needs, providing care and recovery, and aiding them on the path to their forever homes. Stumptown Strays is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information can be found at giveguide.org under the animal category.
This just in, it's about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. It means we're nearing the end of this week's episode of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. December 21st is National Flashlight Day. These are the musical reports about flashlights you just heard. That was the Soviets, Pass the Flashlight from their LP called LP2. Before that, the Botticelli's Flashlight from Old Home Movies. We heard the Bear Quartet, It Only Takes a Flashlight to Create a Monster, that's collected on the compilation Stamp Collecting for Beginners. We heard the Velmas, Flashlight from the record Land Scrapes, and we began with Christine Lavin, the title track of her record Shining My Flashlight on the Moon. Underneath my voice, it's Hugo Strasser and sein Tanzorchester, Flashlights from a record called German Funk Fever Volume 1, Infectious Rare Grooves and Crowdy Schlager Wunders, 1969 to 1977. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach is very sad to have missed the day he had last minute Christmas shopping to do what? What do you tell me? He did hear the show. He's buying everyone flashlights. Great. Well, he'll be here next week for our last show of 2025. This show does air every Sunday at noon. Listen to previous reports at xray.fm, the playlist on that website. Is where you can see what the upcoming music reports are until 1 p.m. There's also a link on the website for the Give Guide. Please include X-Ray in your holiday giving. You can also go directly at Give Guide or to giveguide.org/nonprofits/xrayfm. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, wishing you and yours a wonderful longest night of the year and a wonderful holiday week. This is a pro tip. You should keep X-Ray on all week long. Like, keep you company, that sort of thing. See you in a week.
Headphones play.